Hey, this is W2OP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title with the festival.
Man, what's going on, man? You have Brandon McCahern here, the founder of Broccoli City and one of the co-founders of Broccoli City Festival.
And we're excited to talk to you again. It was sort of an annual tradition. We would speak every year. The last couple of years, it got thrown off with COVID cancellations and stuff, but it's back in action finally, May 7th. And 8th over at the RFK Festival Grounds in D.C. Before we get into the lineup, because it's a great lineup, but before we do that, just big picture it for me. Like, what year are we in now?
Man, we're really looking at our 10th year, man, of the festival. Man, we've been cooking. We've been doing this thing since 2013.
And remind me what happened last year. Wasn't it all lined up, ready to go? We made the announcement and then you had to pull the plug, right?
Yeah, we had to pull the plug, man. The COVID numbers in the community, you know, were a little high, man. We didn't want to be, you know, or cause like a super spreader or anything of that nature. So we decided to cancel last year. Would have been super exciting, but we take the health of our community very seriously. And we decided to cancel.
Definitely. But that'll make it so much more exciting now, knowing that we are finally back. How excited are you to finally be back? And it's like all this pent up music energy finally gonna explode on stage.
Man, super, super excited, man. For the first year ever, we're doing 2 years for the Broccoli City Festival. So we're just super duper excited to be back, man. It's going to be great.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, so it's going to be 2 days. It'll be a Saturday, Sunday thing, May 7th and 8th. Let's take them one day at a time. Who do we got on the lineup on Saturday, first of all? I mean, there's some big names Saturday.
Yeah, man. On Saturday, we got let me make sure I'm saying everybody's names because it's nuts.
Yeah, pull up your little flyer if you need to.
Yeah, for sure. So we got Joyce Rice. We got Larry June. We got Rico Nasty, which is a DMV native. We got Young Jeezy, which is classic. You know what I mean? Like, so hyped to see Jeezy. We have Wale and Friends, which is going to be a super crazy set. We have Lil Durk, 21 Savage, and then ending the night with Ari Lennox, who is yet again another DMV native. So we're super excited about Saturday.
That's awesome. And then moving to the next day, Sunday, equally big lineup. Who we got?
Yeah, for sure. So on Sunday, we got Alex Vaughn, who is from D.C. We got Babyface Ray representing Detroit. We got Masego, who is representing Virginia Beach. We got Tims. This will be her first time in Washington, D.C. We have Don Tolliver from the Cactus Jack Squad. We got Gunner. And then we have WizKid. And then we also have Summer Walker. So it's going to be an excellent show on Sunday as well.
Sounds great. Now, where exactly on the RFK grounds, you know, if people have gone down for, you know, soccer games or football games, if you want to take it really far back to the old days, but if they're familiar with the stadium, it's not in the stadium, right? It's like the parking lot area, right?
Yeah, it's the parking lot. It'd be held in Lot 8.
Lot 8. Okay. And then is it one big stage or a bunch of small stages, or how's like the, you know, paint me a visual picture of the layout.
Absolutely, man. So we got the main stage, which is the Broccoli City stage. And then we have an Everything Legendary stage, which will kind of be focused in on DC acts and some DJs and things of that nature. We also have Broccoli World, which is like where our Ferris wheel will be. And we have rides and games and all that good stuff. We'll actually be doing a silent disco on that side as well. Then you got, you know, your VIP areas, you got bars everywhere, you have a vendor marketplace, so you'll be able to come and support some, you know, local DC vendors and things of that nature. So it's going to be a little bit of everything, man. You got everything from rides to food to live music, 2 days of just good feels.
Wow. So much more than just the music. You got rides and Ferris wheels and all kinds of food, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, Very cool. So you're calling, at least on the website, you're calling this year's theme, I guess it's called, you're calling it Black Change Weekend. Speak to sort of the mission with that.
Absolutely, man. One of the things that we wanted to do, man, especially coming out of COVID, you know, is give folks opportunities, right? So before the festival, we actually do our annual Broccoli City Conference that will be held at the Gathering Spot DC. We're actually focusing in on giving young people job opportunities. We have everybody from Indeed involved all the way to Live Nation. They're going to be out there scouting. We got Converse. They're involved. And a couple other brands. And yet again, this is for young people to come, attend, listen to these panel discussions, but then also be able to throw their resume into the running to maybe even work for some of these companies. One of the things that we've seen throughout the years is so many people ask these questions, right, Jason? Well, how do I do my own festival, or how can I get in the music industry, or whatever, what have you? And one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to provide those opportunities. And that's why this weekend is called Black Change Weekend. And we're so excited to have it. And we hope that a lot of people get, you know, the benefit from, you know, being in front of some of these major companies.
Nice. So is that sort of like the same thing as like what you used to call it, BroccoliCon, right? Is that the same thing, just different name?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's still BroccoliCon. It's just that the theme of it this year is Black Change.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Yep. Well, before we bounce, I got plenty to work with, but before we bounce, remind our listeners, you know, what's in a name. How did Broccoli City, you know, what was behind the name?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So initially the name has started off just because, me personally, I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, and the green, the broccoli, and then borough, the city, right? But then when we decided to bring the Broccoli City Festival to Washington, D.C., obviously it just made so much sense because D.C. was known as Chocolate City. So then we was like, oh, it would easily make sense for it to be Broccoli City in terms of healthy options, community life, and things of that nature. Some people, Jason, think the broccoli means something else, but I'll leave that to their imagination. but it's actually very community oriented, and that's where the name comes from.
Gotcha. We'll let them think that. Yeah. It's catchy, bro.
And real quick, Jason, before I let you go, let me make sure that I say this real quick, and you can kind of put it in however you want to put it in.
Sure.
But this year, Broccoli City has partnered with Diageo and its brands, Ciroc Vodka, De Leon Liquor, and Crown Royal to join us and champion diversity while fueling the power of Black voices of change and music, community, and obviously just the industry. So I just wanted to make sure I throw that in there. So you can cut that up and make that sound a little better, Jason, but no, I just wanted to make sure I put that in there, bro.
That's fine. What you said, what's the partnership? What umbrella are they all under? What was the name?
Diageo.
Diageo. Okay. I want to make sure I have that right. Okay. Cool.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Do you want to just remind us, you said it's been going on like a decade, right? So, just remind us, how it's grown and like cause it's been in several different venues over the years. It's evolved, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. The involvement, or the, evolution of Broccoli City has been a lot. I mean, we started off doing it in the bullpen. We went from the bullpen to Gateway DC. Then we did 1 year at the Commanders stadium. And then we have done it at RFK in the past. But I would like to make this note, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if people know, you know, the fact that Broccoli City has been here so long. Obviously, it's a testament of the city of Washington, D.C. But we're not, you know, the biggest festival in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not the Rolling Louds. We're not all this. But when you think about the caliber of acts that Broccoli City gets you in terms of what you're paying for a ticket, like, we're the creme de la creme. You know what I mean? Like, you're looking at $109, $115 probably with fees for 1 day of this festival when you would pay $100 to see one of these acts perform. You know what I mean? So I definitely would love for everybody to come out and support if you can. We actually will have festival tickets on sale the day of the festival, which we've never done before. But we would love for people just to pull up, you hear about it, you want to slide through, come on by, you know what I mean, and have a great time. So
it's bang for your buck, like you're saying. The artists you
super
get.
Bang.
So they can pay for 1 day or they can also get a 2 day pass?
Yeah, they could do either Saturday or Sunday, or then they could either do a 2 day, you know, a 2 day pass. And obviously we know that it's Mother's Day. So that was obviously scheduling with artists and things of that nature. But hey, I know your mama may want to come out and see Summer Walker or some of that nature, or she may give you a pass if you take her out to eat on Friday.
There you go. And well, the moms like broccoli too. They might want to see these artists too. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, everyone. It's the Broccoli City Festival. We're calling it Black Change Weekend, May 6th through 8th. And the concerts will be on the 7th and the 8th. Everybody check it out down at RFK. Hey, thanks so much for doing this again, Brandon.
Man, I appreciate you, Jason. Thank you for always supporting this, man. You always got our back, man, and we appreciate it. We always got yours, man. So thank you, brother.
We'll keep it going. Here's for another decade.
Hey, have a good one, brother. Have a great week.
All right, later, man.
Later.